Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Adele DeSoto Minburn Superintendent, Greg Defoe. And Greg, thanks so much for taking a moment to speak with me today.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for getting in touch with me.
Absolutely. Well, you recently held a school board meeting and there were certain things on the agenda that you talked about. So let's start off here. I know there was some discussion on the absentee policy. So give us the details of what went on with that.
Yeah, really from a big picture perspective is that oftentimes the legislative changes that pertain to schools result in our school board policy changes. So a lot of that work takes place over the summer as we study the legislative changes, and then we get guidance from organizations like the Iowa Association of School Boards. So that's been some work that's been taking place over the last few weeks. And one of the key legislative changes was around the area of student attendance. It was something that the legislators really took to heart over the last legislative session. Their concern with student attendance really came to the forefront. So they created some legal guidelines that we have to follow, and we pass those policies at our board meeting. But basically, there's some new guidelines in which we have to monitor students' attendance. There were changes to what is deemed an absence that would be exempt from calculating students from being chronically absent and then truant. So we can excuse absences for certain reasons, say like family vacation. Oftentimes, you know, people go on trips and those kind of things, and those would be excused from the school's perspective, but that wouldn't be an exempt reason in the state's eyes anymore for attendance. So basically, we're going to need to track students' attendance, and anytime they get to close to 10% of absenteeism, we have to notify the students and the parents. 15%, some other things come into play, like a meeting with the parents and the student and developing a plan to address their absenteeism. And then at 20%, the case gets really turned over to the county attorney for truancy. So they're really trying to put some teeth into absenteeism, and we're trying to respond accordingly, Shaquan.
Absolutely. That's a great thing to go over. So thanks for detailing that. And then can you also highlight your focus on learning report?
Yes, we review in detail with our school board what we have been calling, and this is our fourth year into this journey, calling our radical leadership reset. So we talk about the components of how we go about leading at ADM schools, and then our focus for the year from a student achievement perspective. And we identify one significant goal a year that leads to a lot of focus. And our focus the last 3 years, and will be again for 24-25, will be a focus on literacy. You know, we think that's really mission critical for us. And we've seen some remarkable gains in proficiency levels for our students in the areas of reading. In fact, we've decreased the percentage of students who are not proficient in reading by 50% over the last 3 years. So we're continuing down that path. And we updated our board fully on how we're going to go about that work and what our goal is for the 24-25 school year.
Again, we are speaking here with the ADM Superintendent, Greg Defoe. And now, Greg, let's kind of switch gears. As the board approved the teacher leadership and compensation plan for the district. So what's the details inside of that?
You bet. You know, we call it our TLC plan, teacher leadership and compensation. It stems from some legislation that was passed, you know, it's pushing 10 years ago now. We launched our TLC program back in 2015. So over the past couple of years, we've just simply done a review. So we went through that process and we shared the results of our review with our board. There were not significant changes to our plan. In simple terms, we receive state aid and we're able to use those funds to develop positions for teachers and put them in leadership positions. Our basic positions are instructional coaches at each of our buildings and primarily in the areas of literacy and math. So these are teachers who teach part-time, teach half-time, and then the other half of their assignment is instructional coaches. Secondly, we have what we call PLC leaders or professional learning community team leaders, and they really lead their grade level or content area teams for us. And those are really the two major leadership roles that we have within our TLC plan that we've kept on. We wouldn't want to live without our TLC plan because the leadership that we get from our teachers in those roles is hard to put a price on how valuable that is. So we were pleased to be able to bring that review to the board. They passed those changes unanimously.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, like you just mentioned, I mean, teachers are obviously critical to the learning process. Yeah. That's just really a great thing. And then high school, there is a design development for the new high school site plan. So again, I mean, nothing that's like in the making as of right now, but kind of what were the discussions behind that?
Right. As we continue to churn towards our bid opening in January, there are things that have to get done. One is getting the site plan developed and then approved by local authorities, like people at the county. So we're going through that process, and our engineers shared the site plan, which shows the location of the school building on the site, the orientation of the building, where the parking lots are going to be, the access in and out of the site, where the football stadium and practice fields will be. And the board was pleased to review that, and they approved that site plan unanimously as well.
Speaking here with the ADM superintendent, Greg Defoe, and Greg saw that ADM schools hired about 20 new teachers. Can you share with us, where does that range on a yearly basis? Is that a good amount? I mean, I'm sure obviously getting any new teachers is always good. I know that, you know, that is a industry that could always use more and more, but for the ADM school district, where does that rank? And then if you can tell us how many going to be at the high school, elementary, if you know that information.
You bet. 20 is about an average number for us. Last year we were more. We had about 29 or 30 new teachers. So this number that we had this year has been about typical for us over the past 5 or 6 years. So we welcome them all back. They're just a tremendous group. I couldn't be more pleased with the caliber of new people that we have coming. You know, and it's a broad range of teacher experience level. Some are first year to the profession, and others have 20 years of experience in other Iowa districts. So it's just a great group, and they're going to make us better, and we're really excited to have them. You know, the high school has the most new teachers to us this year. I think they have 10 new. Some of our other buildings have just one or two. So it seems to be heavy at the high school this year for no special or particular reason. We're really excited to have them. The hiring process has went very well for us, and couldn't be more thrilled to have them join us.
Can you share real fast, how long have you been the superintendent down at ADM, and what are you looking forward to for this upcoming school year?
Well, this is my 17th year. So, and this is the only superintendency I've ever had, and it's just a special place. I really can't imagine, quite frankly, being anywhere else. So we're just really excited about, you know, the direction that we're forging. It's a long story, but, you know, over the past 3 years, we've just really implemented some core concepts like focus and being pretty relentless about student achievement. So, and we've got some processes that we've changed, and you know, we're excited to keep really pounding that rock. So we're getting good at it, and we're going to keep trying to get good at the simple things that we're attempting to do. So again, this is another area of another year of focus on literacy for us. Has identified that as our wildly important goal, and we've got a lot of work to do, and we'll see how we do over the course of this year.
Again, it is the ADM Superintendent Greg Defoe joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Greg, really appreciate the time for you to take to talk with us today.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for the time.
You're absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.